This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's going to be a nice day. A little blue sky, going to have some warmer temperatures. Really can't beat the weather we've had so far during the months of November and early December here. We've been very, very fortunate in most part of the country. The weather hasn't been as cold as it could be. It hasn't been as white as it could be. And it's allowed a lot of people to get their Christmas shopping done, their visiting over Thanksgiving and preparation for decorating outside. And then the house made it an awful lot easier. So, knock on wood, it continues. So that makes it a lot easier for us. If you need some help, the phone lines are yours. There's no charge for the call. The number is 855-660-4261, and we are here to help you with questions that you may have on your tropical plants, your house plants, on questions of putting the garden to bed. Hopefully you've done a lot of that, or most of it, and maybe some ideas for the gardener in your life. But we're here to learn, and I'll try and give you as much information as possible about some of the plants that are out there for the holidays so that you can enjoy them better. And yesterday I was out and about and had a stop in at Lowe's. I guess I'm old-fashioned. I walked into Lowe's and they had a beautiful display of poinsettias. They had beautiful white ones, and pink and red, and some of the bicolor, the candy cane. It's a white poinsettia that has a little bit of red streaking in it. It's really pretty. But then, I don't know who this guy is, but somebody sprayed some of these things purple with paint. And I don't know how long it lasts, but to me, poinsettias should not be purple. They should be red, white, pink, and varieties of. There's some beautiful white and pink varieties, and but purple for a poinsettia just doesn't do it for me right now. But poinsettias are a plant that when you walk into a business, if the poinsettias are near the front door, and every time the door opens, the wind comes in, don't buy them. Poinsettias are cold sensitive. They may not look it. When you get there and you pick them up and you say, oh, this is beautiful, I'm going to buy it. But poinsettias can get chilled very quickly. The weather's been pretty good so far. But when the temperatures during the day are in the 30s or lower, and those poinsettias are by the front door, do not buy them. I guarantee you 3 days after you get them home, you're going to lose all the bottom leaves. So just beware. Okay? 855-660-4261. And Nathan tells me you're ready to go. Nathan, who's up first?
We've got Russ in Milford.
Russ, good morning, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Paul. Merry Christmas. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
A question. Last year I bought a plant called a Lulu artichoke.
Okay.
Some I planted in planters. They came up beautifully, and I got quite a few artichokes, believe it or not. So those I put into my garage. But I also planted a couple of plants in the ground. Now, I know they're very cold sensitive. Supposedly, they'll last. Is there any way I can protect the ones in the ground?
Yeah. The thing you want to do is to put a big pile of mulch on top of them. So you can use pine needles. You can use shredded leaves. You can use oak leaves, but what happens with maple, oak leaves, as they dry, they tend to like crinkle and they bend. So you get dead air pockets. A maple leaf, as it dries, will dry like a sheet of paper. So you put layer after layer after layer. It's like putting a book on it. And the insulation value comes with the dead air pockets.
Oh.
So, yeah. So if you could either take compost and put 4 or 5 inches of compost over it. You could take some shredded leaves or pine needles.
What about hay? Would hay work?
No. You could use straw.
Straw, but not hay.
Yeah. The reason is, Russ, if you put straw is what the farmer is feeding his cattle and animals with, and it's everything that grows in his field. So all the weeds that were in the field, the seed are in that bale, while straw is grown as a crop, and they harvest the straw before the seed heads form so that you get a weed-free mulch.
Oh, all right.
That way, because if you put the straw in your garden, you're going to have weeds. Oh, man, you're going to curse yourself. but anything like that you can do will help. And if you've got an empty, like a wooden box, if you go to the supermarket, go into the produce department and ask them if you can get a banana box. A banana box is wood on two sides, and then the other two sides and the bottom is a thick, thick cardboard.
Uh-huh.
And there's holes in it. And if you make a mound of shredded leaves or pine needles or something like that, and then put the box on top of it, that will prevent the wind from blowing all of your insulation material out
great
of the yard.
Idea. Good. Yeah, very good.
The artichokes that are in your garage, every now and then go in the garage and make sure that you give them some water so that they don't dry out.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, if they dry out, then the plant's going to die. I'm not saying, flood it, but
right.
Take your finger, push it in. If it's moist, you're okay, but probably 2 or 3 times during the winter, they should have some type of moisture because you've got glass on your garage doors, you've got windows in your garage, and the garage is going to warm up during a nice sunny day, and it's going to take some of the moisture out of that container. So add some water every now and then, keep it moist, and you'll do much better.
And just one other quick question. A neighbor gave me a rosemary plant, and it's huge.
Yep.
He potted it for me.
Okay.
Do I put that in the garage also?
It would be safer in the garage than outside. Rosemary is a tough plant to overwinter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can protect it, and rosemary, if you could give it some light, because the plant is going dormant, but it's not totally asleep. So put it near a window where it can get some light. Check it for water every couple of weeks. Don't feed it because you don't want to encourage new growth.
Right.
And that way, if we get, let's say, 10, 15 below, and your garage isn't heated and you get a lot of new growth, it will send it back.
Makes sense. Very good. Thank you so much.
Russ, you have a great Christmas holiday.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. If we need some help, give us a call. Don't be shy. Russ is up and early. And if you're up and having your pot of coffee, reading the Sunday paper, give us a call. We're here for you. Nathan, who's up next? Nathan?
Hey, howdy. I just wanted to warn you both. We've got about a minute till the break. But
oh, okay.
Here's Stephen, okay? He's in Anderson, South Carolina.
Okay. Stephen, good morning and happy holidays to you.
Good morning. I hope you have time to answer a couple of questions.
Sure.
I'm in growing dwarf plants. The Venus flytrap is endemic to South Carolina, of course, and I'm able to grow them outdoors along with the local native Sarracenia.
Okay.
I'm interested in growing the Pinthes and Darlingtonia. You have any advice?
Okay. We're coming up on a break right now, Stephen. When we come back, I will tell you exactly what to do. And it's kind of neat that you can grow those plants in that climate. And it's something that you can really have an awful lot of fun with. And maybe even sell a few at some of the local greenhouses and nurseries in your area.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Stephen. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Where, now, are you digging some of these plants out of the wild and growing them in your home?
It's not legal. However, I took a trip along the coast of South Carolina, and I found a plot that a paper company had bought, and they'd gone in there with bulldozers, and the Venus flytraps were going upside down.
Right.
Well, they turned it up, so I didn't have any problem with taking a few of those.
Right.
And also some Sarasenia were in the area. They were doomed anyway. But I've ordered them from various suppliers, like the Drosera, the Sundews. And I have a Nepenthes, which I'm growing in a hanging basket. I think it's from the Philippines.
Okay.
And I have to bring it in the winter, and I grow it in coconut fiber.
Right.
But I'd like to grow two others. One of them is a Cephalotus follicularis that comes from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And the... they call it Darlingtonia, which is a cobra lily from California.
Right.
It has to have a cool root system, and how can I accomplish that?
Okay. What type of heat do you use in your house? Is it oil, gas, or do you use wood?
I use a combination of three. Kerosene, okay. Gas, and wood, but... I have an outside storage building, a laundry room, that I can use an electric heat and on a thermostat and a humidifier.
Okay.
An atomizer, not one of the ones that uses heat. It's actually an ultrasonic unit.
Okay. Then the building that's going to be electric would be the best. The reason is, if you're using gas or kerosene and wood, those three, your type of heat is a force hot air. So it dries up the humidity in your home. oil and electric is forced hot water which contains a lot of moisture. So being that you have like a wood stove,
yes,
plants that are tropical and boggy and that type of growing conditions, they don't like that type of heat. I used to have a wood stove in my house in Massachusetts, and I had to keep my plants out of the room where the wood stove was because the air moisture was very, very low, and we had to buy a humidifier to add moisture to the air. And the plants that you're talking about are more tropical, they're more boggy. So if you could put them in that building where you have your electric heat, where you can run it at a cooler temperature, where there's moisture into the air, they're going to do much, much better. What you want to try and do is mimic the climate where these plants come from. So in your area, you're getting cool, but you're not getting freezing, which is good, and you're getting plenty of moisture, and because you're going to be using electric heat that's not going to dry out all of the moisture in the air, they're going to do a lot better. If you want to put them in like hanging baskets, you can also use long fiber sphagnum moss. It's like peat moss, but peat moss has been chopped up in little pieces. And
you're talking about the mill sphagnum now.
Right.
That's what I use in my artificial bog with quartz sand.
Right.
And that's when I grow my flytrap and sand in a bog, a man-made bog. And you cannot allow the native soil to touch it.
Right. So the thing is, you've got to have you try and mimic where you got them. So by adding sphagnum peat, by adding that cocoa fiber, they should do very well, but keep them away from the wood stove. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Stephen about growing some of the bog plants that he has grown naturally in the Carolinas. Stephen, are you still there?
I certainly am. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Now, what are you feeding these plants, and how often?
You do not feed them anything for fear of killing them.
Okay.
They take care of themselves in the wild.
Okay.
I've heard that you could use mealyworms frozen.
Right.
But at the end of the season, when I cut the pitchers off, they're full already.
Oh, they are. Okay.
But there's two that I'm interested in. I probably could research them online. One of them is the Darlingtonia that comes from California, and it requires, I'm told, basically a granite gravel basis where water flows through it constantly.
Okay, so you're going to have to circulate the water.
Yes. And build I'm a gadgeteer and gizmologist, so I think I can handle a cooling system for it.
Right.
And I picture using something like a styrofoam cooler, not an expensive one, with about 4 inches of gravel in the bottom, and then some construction fabric, as you see on the plastic, is permeable.
Right.
And then a layer of quartz sand. And then I have to know what the growing medium is for the plant itself. But
okay.
If you don't keep the roots cool, it will die.
Okay. Well, I would think that when you purchase these plants from the grower, that they can recommend a soil blend that you could put together yourself.
Yes, that would be California carnivores.
Right. So what I would do is I would call them rather than do it online and try and get the information directly from them, and that way you can copy the growing conditions that plant will do. Now, to keep the water moving, Stephen, what you can do is this. If you buy a little pump like is found in a aquarium, and
yes,
with some plastic tubing, then you can circulate that water so it doesn't go stagnant for you.
Yeah, the temperature is the problem. It cannot tolerate warm water on its roots.
Okay.
So I either have to have a electric heat pump, such as a Peltier unit, like they use in coolers you plug in your automobile.
Right.
Or I have to constantly provide ice that melts and drips.
Yeah, if you lived in a cooler climate, that would be okay. But during the summer where you live, it would be almost impossible. When you talk with the people at that company, ask them if they have some kind of a miniature pump or cooling system so that you can grow these. But, you know, it could be that by the time you figure the expense of all the pumps and the cooling, it's going to be a very expensive hobby. But you know, to have melted ice going all the time, and where you live, you're getting a lot warmer temperatures during the summer than where I live here in Maine. It's going to be a difficult thing where you'd have to probably add ice morning and evening to it. So you know, you fill it at night. When you get up in the morning, you'll have to drain off some of the excess water and then refill it with ice again. And it, you know, if you decide you want to go away for a week, you're going to have a problem.
Well, you know, as I said, I'm a gadgeteer and gizmologist, and I work with microcontrollers. So I have contacted Peter at California Carnivores about producing a container just to grow these plants in that has circulated water that uses a Peltier unit to keep the water cool.
Right.
And with it, like an aquarium pump.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to collaborate with him and see if I can get a couple of plants. I've tried them before, but they die outright in South Carolina.
Right.
Even with the best growing media you put in them that specifies for it, if the roots don't stay cold, I mean, it's almost like they have to be in water that's cold enough that it'll hurt your feet if you get your feet in it.
Yeah, so you're gonna need to get a special unit that's going to be able to do that. The other thing that you can talk to him about at the same time is filtering that water, and ask him if you can use like charcoal. Otherwise, your water would eventually go stagnant and would get all green and moldy, and then you'd have a buildup of algae in your water. So that may be something that you can mention to him at the same time.
Activated charcoal is on the list.
Okay. Well, you let us know how you make out, okay?
I will. And I would hope that there'd be a community out there that's got the same exotic plant notions that I do.
Okay.
And in fact, I think there's an International Carnivorous Plant Society, ICPS, I think it's called.
Yes,
they actually had a convention at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens, which I visited 10 years or so ago. But I'll continue. I just thought you might have some ideas. I think I'm on the right track with putting granite gravel, because you have to be careful what touches that soil.
Exactly.
If you were to put a quarter of a teaspoon of Miracle-Gro, you've killed the thing.
Wow. So they manufacture all their own food.
Exactly. That's the reason they evolved the way they did.
Right. Okay. So, well, keep us in tune of what you're doing, And I'll tell you what you can do, Stephen. Drop me a line. My email address is pparent, just like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. So pparent.
Okay, pparent at roadrunner.com.
Yeah, and that way, if there are people listening and they have some interest, I'll send them your email.
That'd be perfect.
Okay. You have a great Christmas holiday season.
And you do, too.
Thank you, Stephen. We appreciate the phone call.
I got one more question now. It's only going to take a minute.
Okay.
Poinsettia, you have to keep in a closet for a period of time before it'll turn red, and the red leaves are not to bloom.
Right. The red leaves are called bracts.
Okay.
And
now, how do these things do it in the wild?
In the wild, the original poinsettia is from Mexico.
Right.
And as your days get shorter, they're a short day plant. Just like mums, your chrysanthemum will only flower in the fall when the days are short. And plants like petunias or marigolds, if you were to start seed now, they would not flower because they are long day plants.
Yeah, and you can do that artificially with the lights, of course. They're getting cheaper with the LED ones.
Right. So the thing that florists have been able to do when they figured out that they could adjust the day, they can have a poinsettia bloom at any time of the year. You can have poinsettias in bloom for the 4th of July, and you can have a fall blooming mum for the month of April or May just by increasing or decreasing the amount of light. And
the light cycle is key to it, right?
Yes, that is key. It's not temperature on plants, it's light. And for example, if you had a greenhouse, you can pull black cloth over your crop at 5 o'clock at night to create darkness. And if you wanted to make the days longer, at 5 o'clock, you would turn on lights over your plants to increase the length of the day.
I got you. That's what I do with my carnivores. They like a long light cycle in order to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I appreciate it. Darling Tony is really the one that have you seen one?
I've seen pictures of them. I've seen the zebra lily, and that's a beautiful plant.
Yeah. So thank you so much for answering my questions, and you have a great Christmas as well.
I will, and thank you, Stephen. You have the same. We appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye now. If you need some help, you give us a call. We're here for you, and I'll do my best to help you out with your particular question or problem that you're having. And we'll work together. That's what makes it fun doing this particular program. You know, this time of the year, you've got a lot of new plants that are coming that you've never seen before. And a lot of these, like we were talking, are short day plants. They bloom as your days get shorter and shorter. And if you were listening, you probably heard me tell Stephen that marigolds, for example, petunias, geraniums for the most part. Geraniums, you think about it, during the summer, they're full of flowers. And if you're able to bring them in the house and put them on your windowsill, you're going to get a few flowers here and there. And that will depend on how much light there is in your room. But, for example, a poinsettia has to have 12 hours of uninterrupted darkness. So that, let's say you put them in the spare bedroom. and you have your supper, you go upstairs, you turn on the lights at 6 o'clock, do something in that room, turn it off, go back down, and maybe getting up to go to bed about 11:30 after the news. You go back in the room, you turn on the hall light, which sends light into that room. You've now interrupted it twice. And just that alone can prevent a poinsettia from making the colorful red bracts and the tiny little button flowers on the tip of the plant. So when you go to choose a poinsettia, look at the flower right in the tip of the plant, the cluster little bud. They don't want to be budgy.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparrott.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparrott.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparrott.com.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like Sue in Rochester.
Sue from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Well, thank you, Paul, so much, and thanks for taking my call. I love listening to you, as you very well know. I'm not a first-time caller. Stephen was really interesting, and one of the things that I thought of for his problem that he has with his cooling is actually, I used to have fish, you know, a tropical ornamental fish.
Right.
And if he gets in touch with a good aquarium supply store, they actually make units that will refrigerate and keep regulating the water in the tanks to whatever cooling level you really want. Because some fish require colder water. And I actually put air conditioning in my house to keep my tank at a good temperature. But that's an alternative that he may want to look into. And if he's listening, maybe he'll hear me suggest that. You know, it's worth a try. I mean, if he's an engineer, he might be able to adapt those units, those refrigeration units. They're not cheap, but if he's that into his plants and wants to have that happen, it would be a good investment. So he ought to just try that. And I don't know if you can get in touch with him and let him know or what, but that was a suggestion I had.
That's great, Sue, because I did ask him to send me his email address, and when I get a note from him, then I will suggest that from you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it myself until I was interested in keeping my tank a little bit cooler than, you know, we get those 100-degree days, and I didn't have air conditioning, and my tank would overheat, and my fish would get sick, and it was a bad thing. So yeah. That's why they make those units. So I don't know if they get as cold, like he said, when you put your toe in the water, it's so cold it hurts your toe, but you might be able to adjust that, one of those units, to that low. I don't know.
Exactly. You know, that makes sense, because I remember Oh, when my wife and I first got married, we bought a nice big fish tank, and we had all kinds of beautiful tropical plants, and we had a real hot summer. And before the summer ended, all the fish were dead, and we had no idea why until it was too late. And what they told us, of course, that was 45 years ago or more, we were putting ice cubes in it, but we had lost most of the fish, and we got discouraged. But if you can buy a cooling unit for the fish tank, that's great.
Yeah, you can. So hopefully he's still listening, or he'll get in touch with you, and you can give him that suggestion. I don't know if it's going to work, but it's worth a try, at least to look into it.
Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for your show. We love it.
Thank you, Sue. You have a great holiday now.
You too. Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye. If we can help you, give us a call, or we can share the information like you are with Stephen and Sue to help each other. And that's why I like doing this program, because we take our experiences, we share that information, and everybody benefits from it. So if you need some help, give us a call. Talk to Nathan. He'll get you set up, and then we'll help you to have a much better garden, especially during the weeks ahead. The winter is not the easiest time of the year to grow plants, but a few adjustments in the way that you take care of your home, in your schedule, you can grow just about anything. And in some cases, it's just to leave the lights on a little bit longer so that you can give that additional daylight for the plant to continue to grow. In some cases, it's cutting back on the amount of food that you give the plant. Because a lot of plants, especially things like cactus and sedum, you know, your indoor hens and chickens, these particular plants, like the cactus, during the winter months, they don't want any food at all because their native habitat is the desert. And during the winter, there is very little rain, and they basically go dormant. All the moisture is inside that thorn-covered skin. So if you have cactus, cut back on the water and don't feed them. Just a little tip to help you out. Christmas cactus, that's a different story, and we'll talk about that this morning.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.